The project involves installing a large tunnel that would run through Pawtucket, Central Falls, and the northern part of East Providence. The tunnel would stop untreated sewage and stormwater from overflowing into Narragansett Bay during heavy rainstorms. Raymond Marshall, executive director of the Narragansett Bay Commission, says it's important to complete this final phase of the project to comply with the Federal Clean Water Act.
And if we implement phase three, as opposed to stopping at the end of phase two, and the shellfishing areas, which are located south of Connecticut Point, will pick up about 3.5 to 4.5 days of additional shellfishing after every storm.
The commission considered several options to move forward with the project, all of them costly. Ratepayers, including some of the poorest communities serviced by the wastewater agency, will foot most of the bill. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.